fifth chapter of Acts. See, you are awake. Yeah. Fifth chapter. All this started getting stirred up in the third chapter and evolved into the fourth chapter, and now we're in the fifth chapter of Acts. Praise God. I'd like to share with you tonight, and then I want us to do it. I want us to do it. There are things in this world tonight, and while we're in a comfortable, air-conditioned, lovely, soft carpet, temperatures, hopefully, is sort of kind of right for everybody, hopefully. But where we are tonight singing the praises of God, there are believers all over the world that are under fire, and we need to pray. Amen. I don't mean that puts a gloom or doom and gloom trip on you, because according to Hebrews 11, I'll tell you, there's some folks getting set up for a better resurrection. You know, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, there were those that were not worthy of this world. And, it's just, I don't know, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard when you're saying they were sawn asunder. That's real. That's real. They were sawn asunder. Now, but there's something we can do about it. And I want you to, and I trust you're there in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts. You know, the book of Acts is a book that is filled with prayer. And God wants us to be filled with prayer. A church that is full of prayer. People that are full of prayer. There is really nothing on this 17 and a half acres that can work right without prayer. I don't care how talented we are, how great we are, how big we are, how little we are. I'm talking about whatever talents or abilities. It's not by, we told you Sunday morning, not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And remember, we talked about that Lord of hosts. We're not through with that, but we got started on that a little bit Sunday. The Lord of hosts, really the most awesome title that is given to Almighty God in this universe. The Lord of hosts. There is no greater power. There is no greater command. There is no greater potential. I mean, say anything great you want to say, and God is right there. I mean, this is above, beyond our imagination. We serve the Lord of hosts. I'm just reading this morning in Psalms 24 about the Lord of hosts. Remember, 235 times that's through the Word of God, and that's not where I'm going tonight, but I just couldn't stay away from it too far there because it's really in my spirit. But I want to talk about the power of united prayer, the power of united prayer. You remember the story how there had been a miracle and how the disciples had been cast, you know, to persecution. They beat them with rods. The early church was into persecution. I mean, hardly from the day of Pentecost right on through. And after they were threatened in chapter 5, verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, they said, don't preach in the name of Jesus. You know, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, a lot of people have quoted that verse just to be rebels. That's not what it's talking about. They're talking about, you stop preaching in the name of Jesus. Well, that decision should already be made for a believer. Stop. Daniel, stop praying in the name of your God. I mean, that decision was already made. Fiery furnace or else. And the Hebrew children, somehow they settled that thing before the fire started. They were committed. The early church was committed. And I'm for things being happy. I love good times. I love smiles. I love to enjoy life. But folks, I tell you, we need to be ready at the drop of a hat to do whatever we have to do to say we will not stop doing whatever we're doing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. He said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. And that went over real well. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. And when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. And then stood up there one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel. I had it and then I lost it. All right. He's a lawyer, a doctor of the law. And in repudiation among all the reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. He said, just move them out of here. And he said unto them, you men of Israel, you need to take heed to yourselves. You need to take heed to yourselves. Can you say amen to that? Amen. You need to take heed to yourselves. Praise God. And you know, as you look at all these verses that are before us, I'll tell you, it is some kind of an awesome thing to realize what was going on here. Amen. Now let's go back to the fourth chapter, because I have been consumed with both of these chapters. But let's go back to the fourth chapter of Acts now. And the Bible said in verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Remember, all this is going on. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. With all boldness that they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. I'm telling you, there are prayers. I believe it was Dr. John R. Rice, if I remember correctly, said there are prayers that break the backs of words. There are prayers that are just too strong for anyone's language. And I like to get into that area because we need to hear it. There is a prayer of praying in English, praying according to the Word of God. And there is a praying in the Spirit with your prayer language. And then, you know, even as wonderful as that is, you still run out and there's a third prayer that needs to be ever remembered. You don't hear it much. You don't see it much. And I'm reaching out in my own heart, because when you get into this third realm, something's got to move. And that's groanings that cannot be uttered. We pray as far as we know how to pray in English. We pray in the Spirit as far as our prayer language can take us. And then there's a time that even our prayer language seems to just come to an end. And it's then that there are groanings in the Spirit. Praise God, where miracles take place, where demons flee. And where the Word of God is activated, and where we see the supernatural, and awesome things begin to happen. Now, notice here in the fourth chapter of Acts, verse 31. I just did a little quick sharing with the staff here. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. And I just felt stirred. We just gave it just a short treatment there as far as we had time. But tonight I want you to notice at verse 31, we're talking about the power of united prayer. Now, we've all heard it. I've heard it through the years. Oh, ask brother so-and-so to pray. He prays such a beautiful prayer. Honey, we don't need beautiful prayers. We need faith prayers. We need prayers of faith, prayers that come from the heart, prayers that feel like they're just going to grow even. We need prayers in the church. And I don't mean to be unkind. I was just noticing a little something on television of folks that, you know, don't claim the fullness of the Spirit. And I believe they're doing a good work. I believe they're winning souls. And I certainly would not be critical. But being a pastor, I felt the pastor's pain as he asked someone to pray. I have never heard. It's been a long time since I've heard as around the world prayer It went on, and I'm on television. And I was praying. I know that was pre-recorded, but I was praying for that pastor. God, help that dear man. Whether his blood pressure is going up. I mean, he said, you know, it wasn't a mean prayer. It was a negative prayer. And really, you're just rehashing all the stuff before God. Well, God knows all the stuff. It's all right to make a quick reference to it, but I mean, don't park there. Oh, Lord, you know, several people have died in our church this last year. And Lord, we know a lot more are going to be dying. I thought if I was in that church, I'd be tiptoeing out the back door. Not me, Lord. Yeah. Lord, you know, Lord, you know, a lot of people have passed away. They've died. And Lord, we know a lot more are going to be dying. Well, you know, to be honest, I just left the room. I had about all I could handle of that one, praise God. And God bless his heart, and God knows the heart, and that's really none of my business. That's their business, you understand. But we do need to pray prayers with a purpose, prayers according to the Word of God, prayers according to what God has said. Amen. Now, I just notice there in verse 31, let's just take it word for word, sentence by sentence, expression after expression. The Bible said they prayed. In my Bible, it said they prayed. So point number one is they prayed. Could I hear you say it with me? They prayed. Turn to the person next to you and say, they prayed. Now turn to the person on the other side and say, you're right, they prayed. They prayed. All right. That'll break the silence. They prayed. They prayed. Secondly, not only did they pray. Hey, I'm being just as simplistic as I know how, because that's what we're going to do here in just a few moments. We're going to pray. They prayed. Number two, when they had prayed. Does anything happen when the average believer prays? Not unless they pray the Word of God. Not unless they pray in faith believing. And when they had prayed. They prayed, but and when they had prayed. We need to expect results when we pray. We don't always see results. We don't always, I acknowledge that. But you know, in our spirit, or as Brother Hagin, you say, in our knower, in our faith knower on the inside of us. I mean, when we pray something, we need to just release that faith of God that is in us. What I am praying will come to pass. If it's in line with God's word, it will come to pass. I mean, why take the time to pray if you don't expect anything to happen? Why waste your time and God's time and the time of those around you? I mean, we need to be red hot. In fact, a book that has challenged me through the years, a very uncommon Baptist, Dr. John R. Rice, he was the associate of Dr. J. Frank Norris in the First Baptist Church downtown. And, you know, we're how could you say that? I always feel like we had something of an overflow of the good part and the soul-winning part of that dynamic group of people. But Dr. John R. Rice wrote a book that is still relevant today, Prayer is Asking and the Answer to Prayer is Receiving. Now, that doesn't take a rocket scientist. Prayer is asking. Of course, we know asking in faith, believing in the name of Jesus, praying in faith, believing. It's not just shaking, reading a prayer. We've all been in situations where people prayed, but nothing happened. There was no expectation. There was no fire. There was no fire in anyone's belly when they prayed. God wants us to pray with fire in our belly, fire in our spirit, fire in us that what I pray will surely come to pass. They prayed. And when they had prayed, What happened when they had prayed? Well, the Bible said the place was shaken. Now you say, what are you going to do with that, Pastor Nichols? Well, I'm going to spiritualize on it, but I'm going to tell you that a physical building can be shaken also. Amen. It's like the little boy said, he came home and was telling his parents that weren't really in tune with God that the Sunday school lesson was about the whale that swallowed Jonah. And they said, well, you can't believe that, son. You can't believe that. He said, well, if the Bible said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd believe that. It's not for us to figure out. It's for us to read, believe, receive, and rejoice. Do something about it. Hallelujah. The place was shaken. There are things that need to be shaken in me. There are things that need to be shaken in you. There are things that need to be shaken in the people that surround so many of us. I don't mean they're all mean, bad type of thing. But I mean, our world needs a God shaking. Our world needs a Holy Ghost shaking. Our nation needs a Holy Ghost shaking. As we walk through the halls of Congress here, it's the third time that I have done that. And every time I go through there, you look at what you see on television all the time, and my spirit goes out, oh God, that this room is filled with your glory. That this room is filled with the fear of God. That whether they call themselves Democrats, Republicans, or whatever, that there's something of God, the fear of God comes into this room. And legislation is not made out of fear of man, but out of fear of God. The reverential respect of God. It's not made according to lobbyists. It's not made according to money. It's not made according to power and influence. But men, holy men of old, that's the way this nation was started. They made godly decisions that were based on the Word of God. Well, the place was shaken. I say, God, shake us again. Shake us again, Lord. Shake us again. I'm not going to stand here all day and ask God to shake a building, but I'm asking God, shake me, Lord. Shake all of us. Shake us loose from the things that bind us. Shake us loose, Lord, from the fears that keep us from going all the way with God. Shake us loose, Lord, in the name of the Lord. The place was shaken where they were assembled. And any way you read this, believer, this is a miracle. A building shaking without falling apart, a building shaking without killing somebody, a building shaking without being destroyed, that's a miracle of God. And if you were there on that occasion, you'd never forget that prayer meeting where the place was shaken, where they were assembled. You'd never forget that. You couldn't forget it, I don't believe. So the Bible said the place was shaken. Prayer shakes things loose. Prayer shakes impossible things loose. I said prayer shakes impossible things loose. Secondly, when they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Reckon what would have tonight if the power of the Holy Ghost swept through this place and every one of us were filled or refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, do it again. There were initial fillings. There were fillings. There was the beginning of the outpouring of Pentecost. But as you read through Acts, there were many refillings. And folks, we need it. Again, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. They were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, help us to become fanatical. You say, well, I'm not going to consult God about everything. Yeah, that's the problem. Maybe we need to start consulting God. God, should I go? Should I stay? Should I spend? What should I do? How many of you want me to witness today? Be sensitive to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's amazing how many churches are torn to shreds over the color of the carpet or over some change in the church. Or you know, some cosmetic change. That's not what it's all about. What it's all about is people being born again. What it's all about is precious believers receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What it's all about is calling our nation back to righteousness. Calling Washington to repentance. Calling the Metroplex to repentance. That's what it's all about. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I still don't know of anything in my lifetime that has topped. You say, well, you should never think about 93. Well, you should never read your Bible again either, so. I didn't mean to say that, but being as I said it, I do mean to say it. How many times you read about Moses parting the sea? How many times you read about Peter beginning to sink and walking on water? How many times have the great stories of the Bible been preached and we still have the audacity to go back and preach them again? We still have the nerve to preach about Elijah praying an 18-second prayer and the fire of God fell. And a nation was called to righteousness. And 850 politicians, religious politicians, died. You see, you're stirred up. Yeah, I am. I'm stirred up. It's time we get stirred up. Amen. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, no matter what name is on the church door, we need to be born again and we need to be filled and refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. You say, I'm just tired of hearing all this preaching. I said, well, get so full of the Holy Ghost that the preacher won't have a choice about half the time. I'll gladly relinquish this pulpit when there's a move of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to do it just to get out of work. But I mean, hey, this church belongs to God. It doesn't belong to me. I don't own anything here. I just work here. Amen. The Holy Ghost is welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I tell you, it's time we say, Holy Spirit, come back in and pour out of your spirit. You know, for those that were with us in that 93... Boy, if you can forget that, you need to get born again, dear God. And some that were touched so profoundly today have drifted so far from the Lord. But not this preacher. Praise God, I can close my eyes and I can visualize and I can hear with my ears the sounds of revival. Hallelujah. I can see people coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I can see people coming where normal advertisement could never reach people. I saw Nazarene, Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, a few Pentecostal vans coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. People coming to church from 7 o'clock till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Come back the next morning for 4 or 5 more hours. And then, of course, the altar calls where people came to Jesus. All right, when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. And the Bible said they spake the word of God with boldness. They spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. I was preaching over in Dallas this morning, and we stopped to get a bite to eat coming back over. And we're sitting there at the table. After a little while, Brother Pryor, I mean, he went after the server. He has anyone ever told you? And he began to tell that server what God's word had to say. He began to witness. He gave God's word. He gave God's word. See, that's speaking the word of God with boldness. Oh, but I know him. Well, who's him? Oh, I go to church. It's been a while, but, you know, I remember... We were out soul winning up on Berry Street in the post office there, and someone said, "Oh yeah, I attend Travis Avenue Baptist Church," and I said, "Well, what's the name of that pastor?" "It's Dr. Coggin." Dr. Coggin hadn't been there in years. I got him. Dr. Coggin, he been gone a long time. He's anyway. It's amazing what people will say to get you off the hook. Don't stop with an answer of him. Oh, I know him. Who's him? Him could be Mohammed. Him could be, God only knows. Who's him? His name is Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. No other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. My. They spake the word of God with boldness. Well, he had that server praying the sinner's prayer. Praise God. And it's just time we get bold. I said it's just time we get bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. And when the place was shaken, when they had prayed, there was unity. There was unity. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Reckon what would happen in any church when we forgot what color we like, when we forgot where we've come. I'm talking about color of maybe a ceiling or a wall or a floor or whatever. Some churches need to forget about color, period, and just love everybody and love everyone. What would happen in the average church if all barriers were dropped and we had one thing in purpose tonight? I don't care what time this church dismisses tonight. It doesn't make any difference what I've got to do tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a day I had today. I'm hungry for God tonight. I'm unified. We are in one mind, in one accord, and I'm going to receive from God tonight. I'm going to be touched by God tonight. I'm not worried about who likes me, who doesn't like me, who's talking about me, what they think. I'm just going to love my Jesus. What if all of us were praying in faith, believing, full of the Holy Ghost? I mean, folks, this is so simple. You don't need Greek or Hebrew to understand what was happening here. Oh, this was a scene where they prayed in faith, believing, and they were full of the Holy Ghost. Unity, one heart, one soul, one heart, one soul. We'll all never agree on everything, but I tell you, we can agree on what really matters. And that's all that makes the difference anyway. Praise God. Could you imagine three astronauts going into outer space? Can you imagine three astronauts going to outer space and all three of them had a different idea about what to do when they got up there? Wouldn't that be a trip, huh? I mean, when every second counts, when every 10 seconds you're having to readjust your course, and you got three astronauts who are brilliant men, but they all have different ideas about how the way things ought to go. It'd be disaster. Oh, God, give us the heart of God. Give us the heart of God. That's why I thank God for the soul-winning spirit that's in this church right now. I was shocked, but I've been shocked by the preachers I've talked to who said we hit the same thing as our church started going out and winning souls. People got offended that they said our church has changed because we're winning souls. I thought, my Lord God. What Bible have you read? Have you ever read anybody's translation of the Bible? That Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Fields are whitened unto harvest. You shall be filled with the power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. My. Praise God. Oh, I don't know about you, but this got me all fired up. You know, great prayer, listen to me, great prayer brought great financial release. There was no lack among them. There was no lack among them. It's there. You say, well, they sold and they just did that. I believe with all my heart, it wasn't just getting the gospel out, but I mean, if somebody was hurting, I mean, there's always something going on around here. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. Usually it's big to you if you're having a challenge of whatever it is, whether it's no matter what the sum of money may be. But you know, it's so wonderful if somebody has a genuine need, not a selfish need, not an egotistical need, but someone has a genuine need. Someone doesn't have groceries or someone, you know, you can name your own situation. That the church is just able to rise to the occasion. We do what we can, but we can't do everything. Amen. But I tell you, the volume would be thick over 50 years of the way Calvary Cathedral International has changed people's lives. I mean, when your whole world's going down the tube and somebody helps you and you pull out of that, and then everything's going to be all right. Praise God. That's called no lack. No lack. No lack. Oh, no lack. And great grace was upon them all. Now, listen to me very carefully. The Bible didn't say, I mean, I know Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls, and just don't touch that. That's there. And there were other times there was great preaching in the Word of God. But now, wait a minute. Here in the fourth chapter, it's not when they had preached. It's not when they had taught a great lesson. It's not when they sang their best song. It's not when their expertise, and I've said it and I'm hearing it come back to me. Finally, there's some ministers getting a hold of what I'm saying. We're raising a generation of managers, not ministers. It's almost like a multi-level situation that we're facing even in the kingdom of God today. I mean, we've lost sight. I mean, the fastest growing places in the Metroplex are getting them from somebody else. I tell you, when we started in 1964, we're going in the streets and lanes and highways and hedges. We went out and started winning souls, and the people that we brought in, man, they were rough as a cob. I'm telling you. I looked out one night. We had four ushers, and three of them had served time. But they had been born again now, and there's been a change. Hallelujah. There's been a change. Hallelujah. And they were powerful soul winners. So what it is, it's like the domino theory. You know, you get people saved, and then they go reach their unsaved loved ones. And they bring them in, and then their unsaved friends or loved. Then they bring their... That's the heart of God. That's my heart. Oh, I welcome people wherever they come from. But I want to ask you a question. I know a man that I love and appreciate so greatly. I haven't seen him in some time. He was in a service here the other day, and his name came up in a conversation in Dallas. But he's asked the question. He's asking the question in his ministry wherever he goes. Why are we still here? Why are we still? He's a soul winner. Why are we still here? Why is the church still here? In one respect, if we don't start wholesaling, we're losing the numbers game. Did you understand? We're losing the numbers game. More people are being born. I'm not being negative. I'm just, somehow there's got to be a Holy Ghost explosion that's bigger than all of us. Somehow we've got to break out of this. You understand what I'm saying? People are being born. The average young person, as long as they have shiny wheels and as long as they have a social media and as long as they've got telephones and, you know, the most expensive, as long as they have, you know, the latest, whatever the running shoes may be, they don't give a rip about anything else. We've got to say, God, pour out of your spirit upon all flesh that things will be more important. The things of God will be more important than the things of this earth. All this stuff is going to disappear. Fashion will disappear. Trucks and automobiles will disappear. All the things, even things that are legitimate things that we enjoy, are going to disappear. Only one life will soon be passed, and it's only what's done for Christ that's going to last. So I think you hear my heart tonight. They got together. The world says, don't preach in Jesus' name anymore. And in the vernacular of our day, they would say, if you preach and live for Jesus, your head's coming off. You could be set afire in a cage. They put them on crosses back then. Folks, do we realize while we live a very comfortable life, that there's a large section of this world that's in a world of hurt? I want us to stand to our feet right now. I want us to pray some prayers that are going to shake the foundations of the kingdom of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Didn't mean to. We're still okay. We're okay. But in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I want us to pray prayers that are going to shake us. I want us to pray prayers that are going to shake our families. No matter how sweet and precious your family is, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. It hasn't been that long ago when a high-ranking person in Congress called, said, "Is it possible that I can come and have prayer with Pastor Bob Nichols?" And I met them in my office. And that person, who is a very strong, very powerful, very influential person, said, "Things are happening in this world that are out of control. We need divine intervention." The word revival wasn't used because I don't think the background, that particular background, was there. They said, "We need divine intervention." And they just wanted to come and sat down just like a little child and said, "Would you please pray for me?" What do you want us to pray for? Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. We're dealing with millions and billions of dollars. We're dealing with terrorism. We're dealing with all the things that are happening on the border. I mean, there are folks, we got problems. Listen to me. I mean, I'm not a pessimist. I'm not negative. But I'm telling you, as a nation, we face problems that are absolutely impossible except through the power of God. There is no answer. China's our new landlord, whether you like that or not. That's happened in the last short period of time. We're borrowed to the hilt as a nation. What's your answer to all the trillions? What's your answer to education that wants to educate our children and leave God out, leave Jesus out? You know why our schools are in such a mess? Because they ran Jesus off. They ran God off. That's why our schools are in such a mess. Whether it's institutions of higher learning, and even with our boys and girls, we're teaching them how to be sweet little homosexuals. There's no answer to that. Can you change that tonight? Can I change? Only through prayer. You look at ISIS. We've never faced anything like ISIS before. The world has never faced. And our own leaders don't have a clue what's. They don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. We don't know where they are. They're everywhere. This nation is so open. So open. Only God Almighty has preserved this nation. I believe because of the salt and the light and the missionaries that we've sent out and the humanitarian love of God that has gone out of this nation. Folks, instead of blaming Christians for what's going on in the world, we ought to thank God for the Church of the Living God. I said, instead of blaming Christians, we need to thank God for every blood-bought, spirit-filled, Bible-toting, faith-believing believer in the United States of America. I want you to come stand with me. We're just going to cry out for revival tonight. And take a few moments here and just cry out. And I want our first cry to be for the hostages of ISIS. I want our first prayers to be for them. They're going after women now. It used to be men, but they're going after women. Cruel, demonic, damnable, demonic. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray. Father, I'm calling upon the name of God tonight. Lord, this ungodly thing of ISIS, the terrible things, the atrocities, the torturing, the martyrdom. Lord, I know they're going to have a better resurrection. But oh God, that you can stem the tide a little while longer to get the word of God out. To get the word of God out. God, we're calling upon the power of the Holy Spirit throughout this world tonight. We're calling upon the power of the Holy Spirit throughout this world tonight. Oh God, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Shake every pastor. Shake every church. Shake every evangelist. Shake every teacher. Shake every prophet. Shake every missionary. Oh God, shake our world. Shake our nation. Shake the metroplex, I pray. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh God, we cry for spiritual revival from coast to coast and border to border. And we're calling for it overseas to drive back the evil forces, the end time terrorists of hell. God, we cry out for the fear of God to rule and reign in Washington. Let's pray for Washington. Let's pray for our Congress. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for our Senate. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the White House to every house tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father, we call upon that name that is above every other name. We call upon that name that is above every other name. That name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Oh, help us. Oh, God. Mercy and grace upon believers all over the world. In the name of Jesus, mercy and grace. Mercy and grace, oh God. Mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, mercy and grace. Oh, we pray for the youth of America. Oh, God, we pray for the youth of America. Oh, praise God, we pray for the youth of America. We pray for the youth of America. Oh, we pray for the youth of America. God, let there be a mighty moving of Joel's sons and daughters. A mighty moving of Joel's sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the home, for marriages. Oh God, bring peace to marriages. Reunite homes that are on the verge of being broken. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to pray over the finances of the people of Calvary that look to this as their church home. Father, we pray over the finances. We pray over the finances of the people that look to Calvary Cathedral as their church home. God, meet their need upon every tither, upon everyone who is faithful as a tither to give. Be responsible in their finances. Father, I'm asking you for supernatural breakthrough, wisdom to know how to rise above. wisdom to know how to rise above. In the name of Jesus, wisdom to know how to rise above. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, you know people that do not have a church home and those that need a good church home. And I just pray, Father, that we call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call them in. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The north, the south, the east, the west. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we say welcome, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, just ignite us in our prayer times. Oh God, awaken different ones at different times of the night. And just let a spirit of prayer and intercession be upon them as we're believing God for revival in our church. Greater spirit of revival in our nation, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabakasai. Shiva Bhatiara Kasa Katayasai. Ida Babatiya Lava Lavashai. Shekataya Lavasa. David, come here just a moment. I want us to put a little more prayer into this ISIS situation, the hostages. This is barbarianism at its height. We'll agree.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare judgment comes to ISIS. We declare judgment comes to ISIS, the judgment of God. However that takes place, we call that stronghold down in the name of Jesus. We know that it's people that are doing the acts, but there's a devil and a stronghold and a principality behind that. And in the name of Jesus, we take our spiritual authority and we call that thing down right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And in the name of Jesus, we take down that stronghold of ISIS. We break its foundation in the realm of the Spirit. We declare that stronghold, that principality of the devil is destroyed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we declare that the people that are carrying out these acts, that are submitting themselves to that demonic principality, are either removed or they're destroyed themselves in the name of Jesus. We declare that they are removed or they are destroyed themselves or they repent, Lord. We call, first of all, for mercy and repentance in their lives. But, Lord, if they won't do that, Lord, we declare that it is they are removed out of the scene in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And that principality is destroyed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We declare that intercessors are raised up around the clock to pray and intercede for that, just as they did for Peter when he was in jail. We declare people that are intercessors are called on by the Spirit of God around the clock to intercede and see this thing destroyed. Whatever it takes in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call for it right now. We call for it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, if you have to appear to them yourself like you did to Saul on the road to Tarsus and bring peace, just as there is peace throughout Jerusalem and the churches for a season after Saul the terrorist was converted, Lord, but we declare you appear to them in the night. We declare you appear to them in the day, Lord, in the middle of the day if you have to. Whatever it takes, we declare that the light of the gospel shines into that situation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and the darkness cannot comprehend it, cannot stop it. Hallelujah, Lord. And it's just as there was peace in Acts chapter 9 in the churches from that terrorism, we declare there is peace among the Christians in those areas of the world from this terrorism in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we also speak to the principality of that is causing lies and deception about that situation and other things relative to that has taken place through political leadership and in the media. In the name of Jesus, we declare the truth of God comes out. The truth of God comes out in the name of Jesus. And all of that deception and those lies that are being put forth are removed and they are exposed in the name of Jesus. We declare truth is revealed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we declare, Lord, that you are glorified through this situation and this thing is turned around. You are glorified, Lord, in this situation. This thing is turned around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, over this situation. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare the blood of those martyrs cry out. The blood of those martyrs cry out. That the gospel is brought forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, this thing is turned around. This thing is radically turned around. And the devil that has attacked the kingdom of God, the devil that has killed these martyrs, flees seven ways in the name of Jesus. The devil that has come against these people, come against the kingdom of God, flees seven ways in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are seven times stronger. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rola Bramra, seven times greater. Seven times at least in the name of Jesus. Shokoboloba Shekabrade Shekarenere. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Roma Mala, we undergird the Christians over there. We undergird any Christians that are captive right now to ISIS. We declare strength to their soul. The joy of the Lord be upon them in the name of Jesus. Supernatural, miraculous deliverance. Supernatural, miraculous deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we declare that their stories are told, that they get more media publicity than the ISIS criminals do in the name of Jesus, that the kingdom of God gets more publicity out of this than the ISIS people and the killers do. In the name of Jesus. Gula rama sankarad vibreya sela rama rama sankarada. Rama ramrede. Come on, church. Let's just release a torrent of tongues for the next 60 seconds. Rama kasaka. Just release a torrent of tongues out of your spirit for the next 60 to 90 seconds. Lura manga rama saramanka la rama sikta la masodra. Rama kalam rende. Your prayer is making a difference right now. Roma lam raba sokolom ro sokolom rende rama sekerende reneya. Roma rama sekama lam reke sekele seke sukar sandri. Kisikala masuna masaka selam randasa. Mesa malomo sankalam resinka reneya sa. Roma sankala mesinka ramaka sangalerense. Righteous judgment breaks forth. Righteous judgment breaks forth in the name of Jesus. Righteous judgment breaks forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, the mouths of the lions are shut. Rama Sankama, their plans fall flat in the name of Jesus. Guns don't fire. Roma Marama Mama Samarendere Nenea Damrakasa. Swords disappear. Fire doesn't work, Lord. Their plans fall flat. The devil's plan falls flat in the name of Jesus. Lord, a righteous judgment. Rosa kalam rende rem rende rende rea rabakara rabasandal rende rea. Rosa kabalase kabalem renerererere yankasanrererereya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now just lift your voice and praise the Lord for victory tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord, over this situation. We praise you, Lord, over this situation. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are their deliverer. We declare future plans of ISIS and that devil, that principality, are brought to naught. They don't even take place. They just dissipate before anything happens. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that this whole thing just dissolves and dissipates in the name of Jesus, supernaturally. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
One more time, I want you just to join with me right now. There are three, among other things, there are three major entities connected with Calvary. There's the church, Calvary Cathedral International. There's our Christian school next door, and in a time when so many Christian schools have closed their doors, and our doors are still open. And then, of course, there's the television outreach in Uganda, which only God knows how many million people. While we're sitting here tonight, that powerful station, I call it a blowtorch for God, is just preaching, teaching, singing the gospel of Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 50,000 watts. I mean, that's the same or a greater potential than Channel 5, 4, 8, 11, anything here locally. 50,000 watts, that's a lot of power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us just to believe that God's going to use everything that is under the name of Calvary. We're going to see a Holy Ghost explosion. The Holy Ghost. Uganda, we're not the only church. We're not the only voice. We're not the only righteous force there. But from that situation has come, you just couldn't believe what's happened since we've been going there. I meet people all the time. The churches have been changed. Churches have risen up. Churches there are several thousand people. It's just amazing what God has done. Let's just believe that God's hand is upon our church in a supernatural way. Amen. Amen. We've chosen to go forward. We've chosen to go forward. Amen. Best answer to your critics is just keep on doing the will of God, doing what God called you to do. Father, we lift our voice tonight, and we call for Calvary Cathedral International to be the revival fire of God, one of the great fires of God in the Metroplex that will reach out and continue to reach out across our nation. We pray for Calvary Christian Academy. We pray righteousness over that institution. And whether it's in our church or in our Christian school, I call down any unrighteousness. Any unrighteousness. We call our church, we call our church school righteous, righteous, righteous. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for it. The television station, it's not the only mission we have. We have other things. It's not the only mission we have. But But Father, it's a miracle mission. One of the greatest missionary outreaches in the world, barring none. Father, I just thank you that you continue to give us favor. You've kept us on the air now for these many years. It's a miracle of God in an emerging nation. Oh, Father, I thank you that just as you've done this, our outreaches will increase. Our prayer ministries will increase. Lord, our children's ministries will increase. Our Bible college will increase. God, that everything we're doing, this is not for the glory of any of us. It's thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I just believe there's going to be an explosion of revival and righteousness. Hallelujah. Just hasten it, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I agree with Isaiah 41 that any voice or any influence that would just persist in trying to come against what God's doing. Lord, we just turn it over to Isaiah 41. We turn it over to the 41st chapter of Isaiah. We're going on. We're going forward. We're going to do the will of God, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the Lord bless you. I feel like we've done some major warfare here tonight.